Okay, Tov, good morning, everybody. We're here at Kirat Shiftei Yisrael, Amud Yomi, Dav Zayin, Amud Aleph, in Masachet Brachot. First word of the page of the Daf. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Now, we're going to have in this Gemara a number of statements by Rabbi Yochanan in the name of Rabbi Yossi. That's the structure of this Gemara. We'll have many tangents, as we always do. Digression is the sunshine, as Lauren Stern tells us. Am Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yochanan is the name of Rabbi Yossi. Minayin Shehagadash Baruch Hu Mitpalel. How do we know that God davens? Shana Amar, as it says, Vaviotim El Har Kadshi, and I will bring them to my holy mountain. Visimachtim, and I will celebrate with them Bivei Tefilati, in the house of my prayer. Tefilatam Lo Neamar, it doesn't say Beit Tefilatam, the place that Am Yisrael davens in. What does it say? Ela Tefilati, my house. Mikan Shehakadosh Baruch Hu Mitpalel. We see from here that Hakadosh Baruch Hu actually davens. This is not meant to be taken literally, but we'll see a little bit more about this. My Masli. So what does Hashem actually say? Masli, again, is the Lashon of Tadavin. Amar Av Zutra Bar Tuvia Amar Av Yihira Tzon Milfanai. It should be my will. It should be God's will before me, if you will. Okay? Sheyich B'shura Chamai Et Ka'asi. That my compassion should overcome my anger. V'yigolu Rachamai Al Midotai. And my compassion should be revealed on top of my midah. I think my measured judgment or my strict judgment. Ve'hednaheg im b'midat rachamim. I should treat my children, Am Yisrael, with compassion. Ve'akanes v'hem lifnim mishurat adin. And I should let them enter. You know, they should get a better judgment. They should get lifnim mishurat adin is saying easier. Sentence. So this is a beautiful tefillah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us. We're told that he davens every single day. Rabbeinu Hananel teaches us that it doesn't mean that God literally davens. We don't take this literally. What it does mean is that God is teaching the Jewish people how to daven. And the tefillah that they should say is that we should ask Hashem, please have compassion on us as according to this tefillah. It's the same thing that when Hashem teaches Moshe how to say the Yud Gimel Midot HaRachamim. Hashem teaches Moshe, when I'm in a moment of anger because Am Yisrael sins, you should say the following, Hashem, Hashem, kel rachum v'chanun. Okay, next a little story. This is a very interesting story. Tanya Amar Rabbi Yishmael ben Elisha. Rabbi Yishmael ben Elisha. This is a Kohen Gadol by the name of Yishmael. Okay, I spoke about this as a sheep. Whether you can name your children non-Jewish or non-Tanakhi names. Okay, so Pamachanichnasi Latir Ketoret Naivalifnim said, once I went to bring the Ketoret in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Where is this? What day of the year is this? On Yom Kippur. V'ra'iti Akatriel Ka Hashem Tzvakot. And I saw Akatriel. Who is Akatriel? Who is Akatriel? So there's a debate here. Some say it's a Malach Hashem, but most commentators say this. I mean, I saw the presence of Hashem in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, whatever that means. Shehu Yoshev Al Kisem Ravenisa. God was sitting on his throne. The Amar Li Yishmael, and he said to me, Yishmael, Bini, my son, Barcheni, give me a bracha. Hashem says, give me a bracha. Amar Tivel, I said to him, Yiratzom Mil Fanacha, Sheikh, Bashur Rachamechat Kasacha, Vigol Rachamecha Midotecha, Fiti Dehegim Banacha Midotachamim, Vitikanes, and the Fanai, Lifni Mishurat Adin. So he says the Tfilah that this is actually proof that Hashem was just teaching us how to daven, and this is what Yishmael does. He says the Tfilah that one should say before Hashem. V'na'anali b'rosho, and Hashem nodded. Good Tfilah, okay, or I agree to this, whatever it is. V'kamashma, and what do we learn from this story? We learn, shelo tehid b'rchat hedyot kala b'enecha. Don't think that the blessing of a simple person is worthless. Okay, now Rabbi Yishmael is not worthless. He's a Kohen Gadol. In relation to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what do I need your bracha for? No, you should know that if you get a bracha from even someone lower than you, you should say, wow, todah rabba, thank you for this. I cherish this bracha. Next statement of Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Rabbi Yossi. Minayim she'ein meratzin lo la'adam bishat kaso. How do we know that you shouldn't try to appease a person in their moment of anger? Okay, it's important to know. Sometimes you want to intervene and resolve something. When a person's angry, you don't have a chance. There's no chance of succeeding. You have to wait till they calm down. They're thinking rationally, and then you can engage with them. Dichtiv, how do we know this? We see this from dichtiv panayelechu v'hanichoti lach. Hashem says, this is a challenging pasuk, but let me just tell you the context here. This is after Chayta Egel. And Hashem says, you know what? I'm not going to follow with you into Eretz Yisrael. I'm going to send the Malach instead. And Moshe still pleads with Hashem. And he says, no, please, we want you to come with us. And even though, now what's strange here, and this is what Rabbi Yossi is saying, is that Hashem already, so what does Hashem say? He said, fine, I'll go with you into Eretz Yisrael. And he says, Panay Elechu v'anichoti lach, which Rabbi Yossi interprets to mean, Hashem says, first let my anger, panim shel za'am, the face of my anger, let that go off of the hanichoti lach, and then I will come back to treating you as with compassion. So Amar Lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu LeMoshe, Hashem says to Moshe, Hamteinli, wait for me, ad she'avru panim shel za'am, wait till my anger passes, v'aniach lecha, and then I will come with you, I will accompany you, or I will give you nachat, and we'll return to our original relationship. So the Gemara intervenes and says, wait a second, does God get angry? Is there retach? Reticha is anger. Reticha you have in your kumkum. Reticha is to heat it up to boil. Is there boiling, if you will, before HaKadosh Baruch Hu? The answer is in. Yes, Hashem does get angry. Again, these are all midrashim that are not meant to be taken literally. In Titania, as it says in a braita, the El Zo'im B'chol Yom. Where is this pasuk from? The El Zo'im B'chol Yom. This is from Tehillim Perak Zayin. Elohim Shofei Tzadik. The El God Zo'im. Zo'im is Za'am. Gets angry B'chol Yom. The Kama Za'amo. How long is God angry for every single day? Someone asked you that question. What would the answer be? Okay, so let's see what God says. What the answer is? Rega ki rega yafeh. Rega. One moment. V'kama rega. How long is the rega? Echad mechameshet ribo u'shmonat alafim u'shmonamiot. One out of 5,888. Okay, that's how long God is angry for within an hour. Okay, so it's a very short time period within an hour. And just a millisecond. Okay, v'shav. V'zohi rega. And this is the record. The Ein Kol Briya Yechola Lechavein Ota Sha'ah. And no human being is able to figure out the moment that God is angry for a chutz, except for Bil'am. Bil'am is a fascinating character in Tanakh. On the one hand, he has great insight, tremendous illumination. On the other hand, he is, one of the worst Rishaim in the Torah. Dichtiv, as it says, Be'viyodea Da'at Elyon. That Bil'am knows the Dat Elyon, the knowledge of Hashem, or whatever it is. So the Gemara asks, wait a second. Hashta Dat Behemtolo Avayada. Dat Elyon Avayada, wait a second. He doesn't even know can't understand his donkey, and yet he understands Dat Hashem. It's comical, right? This is true, by the way, of us as well. There are moments where we surpass ourselves and transcend our smallness, and we do great, amazing things in this world and help people, and we're b'emet malachei Hashem. And there are other moments, if someone were to catch us on video, where we are the lowest of the low and we're pathetic, and it's like we're a seven-year-old throwing a tantrum. We have this, all of us have this in our personality of moments of greatness and moments of smallness. So anyway, Elam Elamed, what do we learn from here? So what did it mean that Bilam was able to, he knew Da'at Elyon, we're going to say he knew how to figure out when Hashem was angry, that the second of anger throughout the day. Elam Elamed Shaya Yodeh Lachavein Ot HaShah. Second, what? Ah, yeah, fair, we're going to get there in just a second. Shaya Yodeh Lachavein Ot HaShah Shehakadosh Baruch Hu Ko Espa. He knew how to figure out the moment that God was angry. V'hainu Da'amar Lehu Nevi'ei Yisrael. And basically what Bilam does is he hatches a plan he's going to attack the Jewish people or curse them at a moment of vulnerability when God is angry. That's essentially what he's going to, the Nevi'ei Yisrael say, the prophets of Israel say, Ami, my nation, Zochor na ma ya'at Balak, Melech Moav. Remember what Balak and Bilam, how they counseled against you. And then it says at the end of the Pasuk, Leman dat zitkot Hashem. So what does it mean, Leman dat zitkot Hashem? Amar Belazar, Amar lehem HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael, De'u kama zitkot asiti machem. You should know, Am Yisrael, how many righteous deeds Hashem did for you. Why? Shelo ka'asti b'mei Bil'am harasha. I didn't get angry when Bil'am was trying to curse you. She'il malei ka'aste, if I had gotten angry, lo nishtayer mi sone'em shel Yisrael saridu palit, there would be nothing left to the Jewish people. You okay? You would have been bashed to smithereens. V'haynu dika amarlei Bil'am, the Balak. This is what, this is the meaning of the pasuk when Bil'am says to the king Balak, Ma'ekov lo kava'el. How could I curse these people when God doesn't curse them? Ma'ez'am lo z'am Hashem. How could I bring about, if you will, anger against them when it's not a moment that Hashem is angry at His people? We see that during those all that this entire campaign of Bilam, when he wanted to curse the Jewish people, Hashem held back and wasn't angry during those moments, and that's how Hashem showed His compassion to the Jewish people. The kama za'amo, how much, how long is his za'am? Rega, it's a rega. The kama rega, and how long is this rega? Amar Rabbi Avin, Rabbi Avin says, v'itema Rabbi Avin, some say it's Rabbi Avin, rega kememre. It's the rega, it's the amount of time it takes to say it. Kememre, okay? U'manalan de rega ratach. How do we know that Hashem gets angry to begin with, or that his anger is for a rega? Shene'emar, as it says, as Pinchas already quoted, ki rega be'apo, chayim b'irtzono. This, when do we say this? We say this in our tefillot, okay? This is in this is on Shabbat. Chanukah Abba David Yafet. Ki rega be'apo. Hashem's anger lasts for a short period of time, just a rega. Chayim b'irtzono, because He desires life. Okay, so this is the and some say, oh, we learn that He gets angry, or the duration of His anger. V'ibayit ema. Some you could say v'ibayit if you want to say mehacha from here. What's from here? Another pasuk. Chavi kimat rega ad ya'avor za'am. Okay, this is a pasuk, another pasuk from, this is from Tehillim Kuf Mem Hei, and it's another proof that God get angry. Makatub Yishayahu, okay, lo mivim et pasuk hazeh po, okay, interesting. Ve'eimat retach, amar bay hanach tlat sha'i kamaita. So now the Eimat Retach, when does God get angry? So what's the moment? It could be useful to know this, okay? We could use this against our enemies, okay? We have many enemies. We could use it against our enemies. So Amar Abaye says, Bahanach Tlat Sha'i Kamaita. It's the first three early hours of the day. Ki Chivra Karbilata Detarnegaluta, Detarnegola, Vika'e Echad Kara. Okay, so it's during the first 3 hours of the day when the kichivrta, chivrta is to become white. The karbalata, the karbolat. I don't know, karbolat is maybe like the, how do you say, what's the word for it? Is it the head? The karbolat is the head, or it's the throat? The karbolat is this? So the head of the chicken? The turkey, the chicken, v'ka'e echad kar'e, the echad kara, kol sha'ata v'sha'ata nami ka'e. Okay, so it's standing, and when he's standing on one of his feet, so he's standing on one of his feet and the karbolat becomes white. So they say, wait a second, kol sha'ata v'sha'ata nami ka'e achi. This is how a chicken stands all the time. They always stand on one foot. So the answer is, kol sha'ata eit be shuraiki sumake. V'hayi sha'ata leit be shuraiki sumake. So we say the entire day, the rest of the day, he has a shuraiki. Shuraiki is the is that the karbolat, or is that may be the throat? His throat is red, but at this point in the day, his throat becomes. So we say usually it's a little bit, sumake is red. It's a little bit red with some white. But in those hours, it's totally white. White, you know, representing total anger. Okay, so this is, a chicken gets very angry. It's at that moment that, when it's totally white, that you can, the za'am of Hashem comes forth. Okay, so not sure exactly what this means, but a lot to consider here. Okay, next story. Hahu Mina. Now we're gonna have a story about this. This is a beautiful, beautiful story. Hahu Mina. The Hava Bishvuv Teid Rabbi Yeshua Ben Levi. There was Amin, a heretic. The other gear to here is a Tzaduki. Okay, there was a Tzaduki who lived in the town of Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi. Hava kametzar leituva v'krei. He would bother him about psukim, about interpretation of psukim. The tzedukim don't follow Torah Shebaal Peh, they only have Torah Shebichtav. And so they, arguing about, no, this means this, this means that. So you can imagine it was very frustrating for Rabbi Yehoshua Alevi, ben Levi. And Yom Achada, so what did Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi do? Shakal tarnagola v'ukme ben kare da'arsa. One day he took a chicken and he tied it between the legs of the bed. V'ayin ba, and he watched it. Savar kimata hayishata alatiye. And he thought, when that moment comes, when it gets, the karbolet becomes white, I'm going to curse this tzeduki, this mean. Kimati hayishata, but what happened? When the time came, it's unfortunate that he tied into the chicken, the bed post, because he fell asleep. Rabbi Shimon Levi fell asleep in this moment. Amar shmamina, he says, ah, I learned, what does he learn from here? Shmamina, we learn from here. La boreach ara lemevet hachi. It's not really the right way to do things, to try to curse him. As it says, V'rachamav kol ma'asav, k'tiv. It says that Hashem has compassion for all his creatures. V'chtiv gam enosh l'tzadik l'tov. It also says that the punishment of a tzadik, I guess he's calling himself a tzadik, is not good. So what do we see from here? That one shouldn't try to use divine punishment to curse human beings. We should leave this to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This seems to be the meaning of the story. Okay, lots to learn from here. Tana Mishmei de Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir teaches, B'sh'ashach ha-mazorach ha-vchol malachim mizrach u-marav manichim kitraim b'roshem u-mishtachavim l'chama. He says that the moment when all the angels of the west and the east come together and they put their crowns down and they worship the sun, miyad koyz HaKadosh Baruch Hu, God gets angry at this moment as well. So another story about God's anger. And now we get to the next statement of Rabbi Yochanan in the name of Rabbi Yossi. Am Rabbi Yochanan mishum Rabbi Yossi tova mardut achat. There are some moments in life when we internalize, when we feel really bad about what we did, we recognize the mistakes we make. Those moments of internal rebuke are more powerful, more poignant than even getting lashed by Beit Din, by getting Malkiot. Okay, those moments are more important, or more powerful, more meaningful. How do we know this? I have run from my beloved, my loved one. And then he's talking about Am Yisrael and leaving Hashem. He says, I'm going to go back to my original Baal Takadosh Baruch Hu. And we see that this is an example of Am Yisrael internalizing the rebuke of the Nevi'im of Hashem and coming back to them. So we see this is what really works. When a person, learns for themselves about their own mistakes. Reish Lakish says, Yoter mi mea malkiot. It's even better than 100 malkiot. Shne'mar, tachat ge'era b'mevin mehakot kesil mea. Okay, instead of mehakot kesil mea, as, lashing them 100 times, that tachat ge'era, instead it's better to have ge'era b'mevin, a person of understanding who is ge'era, who understands, rebuke and internalizes their mistakes. That's better than 100 makot. V'amar Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Yossi, this is very good, by the way, very important educationally. If you can manage to teach a child or a student, it's not the external punishment that you give them. It's that they should feel bad and recognize their own mistakes and take responsibility for them. That's what education is about, teaching them to think about these things more critically. V'am Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Yossi, another statement, Shlosha Dvarim Bikesh Moshe Lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'natan Lo, Moshe asked for three things from Hashem and he received them. What are the three things he asked? Bikesh Shetishrash Shechina Al Yisrael. He asked that the Shechina should rest upon the Jewish people. V'natan Lo, and Hashem gave him this. Shana Amar, as it says, Halo Belechtecha Imanu. As when he says, behold, when you walk with us, okay, and this is what he was asking for, that Hashem should stay with the Jewish people. He asked that the divine presence should not dwell on Ovdei Avodah Zarah, and Hashem gave this to us. I will separate you and the Jewish people from others, from the other nations. By the way, all of these psukim are coming from the story that we saw earlier regarding Chet HaEgel And where was this? It was just 1 second. Let me just find this one pasuk that we had earlier. Was it earlier here, or was it? Yeah. They're all from Parashat Ki Tisa. Nachon. We didn't have anything earlier on this stuff, but it's later on. Okay. But they're all from the same story. The third thing he asks for, Bikeshlo Diod Rachav Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He says, I want to understand your ways. I want to understand how you judge people. How do you mete out the punishment? The Natano, he gave him this. Shana Amar Hodieni Na Dirachacha. Show me your ways. Amar Lefana Ribono Shel Olam. He said to Hashem, Mipnei Ma Yesh Tzadik V'Tovlo. Yesh Tzadik V'Alo. He asked them, the billion-dollar question. He says, Hashem, this is theodicy. Hashem, why are some tzaddikim are rewarded and other ones are punished? V'tzaddik v'ralo. Yesh rasha v'tovlo. The rishaim who receive good rewards in this world. Yesh rasha v'ralo. He says, I don't understand your justice, Hashem. Amar lo Moshe. He says, Moshe, tzaddik v'tovlo, tzaddik ben tzaddik. If you have a tzaddik, who receives good things in this world, he is a righteous person who is the son of a righteous person. Okay, tzaddik v'ralo, but a tzaddik who receives punishment, tzaddik ben rasha, he's a tzaddik ben rasha. Now, what's tough about this? You would think the tzaddik who's the son of a rasha, he should have a greater reward. Because he had to overcome the fact he doesn't have a role model from his father, or he doesn't come from a family of yichus, of righteousness. He had to come to this on his own. So, so this is lo pashut. We don't understand this fully. Rasha v'tovlo, Rasha ben Tzadik, a Rasha who has, lots of rewards, he's the Rasha who's a son of a Tzadik, Rasha v'ralo, Rasha ben Rasha. So, this is challenging. Amar mar, we said this, and now we're going to reassess this. Amar mar, we have an earlier statement, Tzadik v'tovlo, Tzadik ben Tzadik, Tzadik v'ralo, Tzadik ben Rasha, ini. Is this really true? Is this true that these are the standards that God has? The Hakativ. Now we're going to compare two psukim, and we're going to come to a resolution based on these two psukim. And based on that resolution, we're going to ask a question here. The Hakativ, but wait a second. It says two contradictory psukim. Poked avon avot al banim. What does that mean, poked avon avot al banim? That Hashem metes out punishment on the sons because of the father. Poked avon avot al banim. Okay, uchtiv, it also says, uvanim lo yumtu al avot. The children are not killed because of their fathers. So which one is it? Do we say that a child receives the punishment of his father or he doesn't? So uraminan akurai ahadadi. Rami is like the throw. We throw these two psukim together, and we see one on the other, ahadadi umeshanin, and we learn how do we resolve lo kasha. It's not a contradiction. Ha kisha ochazin masayavotehem biyadehem. Ha kisha ein ochazin masayavotehem biyadehem. It all depends on the action of the son. If the son follows his father, then he'll receive the punishment of his father. If he's good and he's not like his father, let's say his father's a rasha and he's a very righteous person, so then he won't have the punishment, he won't receive the punishment of his father. So what we're saying here is it's all based on the individual. It's based on the individual and who he is and what he does in his life. Okay, so this is problematic because we just said that a rasha ben, a tzaddik ben rasha is punished. How do you understand this? El hachika amar. This is really what we mean to say. Tzaddik v'tovlo, if a tzaddik is a good standing in this world, tzaddik gamur, then he's an amazing tzaddik. Tzaddik v'ralo, tzaddik she'enu gamur. A person who's not fully a tzaddik, it's bad for him. Rasha v'tovlo rasha, she'enu gamur. Rasha v'tovlo rasha, she'enu gamur. Rasha v'ralo rasha gamur. Now this also doesn't make sense. Why doesn't this make sense? Because you have a case of a rasha she'enu gamur. Rasha v'tovlo rasha. I'm just losing my place. Rasha she'enu gamur rasha. Nachon b'diuk. Yes, so a rasha v'tovlo is a rasha she'enu gamur. I don't understand. What's better, a rasha she'enu gamur or a tzaddik she'enu gamur? What's better? A tzaddik she'enu gamur. I'm not fully righteous. I don't give all my money to tzedakah, but I give 10% to tzedakah. I'm a good person. That person has a bad decree, as opposed to the rasha, she'enu gamur, not fully rasha, was a better decree. So this is, again, we haven't fully resolved this from a philosophical standpoint, or theological standpoint.
You say more of a tzaddik than you do of a rasha.
Exactly. Okay, maybe you could say he's better. It's not that you expect more, he's better. He acts better, so he should have a better...
No, because he can get a different level. He judges a different level.
Okay, you could say that. Maybe he has more potential, his potential is higher. But then say it's because his potential is higher. Okay, it's... Okay, that may be the answer. That may be the explanation, but it's not said explicitly here. Yeah.
It's also problematic because it means that we, the human beings, can judge, if he's a tzaddik patralo, then he's apparently not a tzaddik gamur.
Nachon. Okay, let's finish up. Upliga de Rabbi Meir. This is arguing on Rabbi Meir. Remember, this first opinion said that Rabbi Yochanan Bishum Rabbi Yossi said Moshe asked for three things, received three things. Rabbi Meir says, "I'm Rabbi Meir. Shnaim natnu lo v'achat lo natnu lo. Hashem gave him two, but not three." Shnei Amar, it says, "V'chanoti et asher achon. I will have compassion who I have compassion on. Afal bishenu hagun." So Hashem's saying, I will still have compassion even on those who are not good, even on those who are not righteous. And he says, you may not see my face. Okay, so this is already another statement, but this is the previous statement is saying that in the end I will have compassion even if they're not good. Maybe this is saying that he's basically saying you're not going to understand how I judge the world because I will treat, I will be compassionate even on those who do not deserve it, even though they don't deserve it. That seems to be the part that Moshe is not receiving. Okay, next piece. And this relates to our last parasha. Amarle, vayomer lo tuchal lirot panai, you may not see my face. Tana mishmei de Rabbi Yosef ben Karcha, kach amarle HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moshe. This is what Hashem said to Moshe, kishe ratziti lo ratzita. When I wanted to connect with you, you didn't want it. Achshav she'ata rotzeh. Now that you want it, eini rotzeh. Now I'm not interested. Upliga de Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmani. This argues on Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmani. Amar Rabbi Yochanan de Amar Shmuel bar Nachmani. Amar Rabbi Yochanan b'sachar shalosh. Zachar shalosh. When you wanted, now when is the situation when Hashem wanted something and Moshe didn't want it? Hashem wanted to connect with Moshe at the snat, the burning bush. And what did Moshe do? What does it say? Vayaster panav. He covers his face. And he was suggesting, I don't want to get too close. And this argues on Rav Shmuel bar Nachmani, Amar Rav Shmuel bar Nachmani, Bischar shalosh, zachal shalosh. Because of three things that Moshe does, he receives three things. Bischar, because of the reward of saying Vayaster Moshe mit panav, that when Moshe covered his eyes, why did he cover his eyes? It's modesty, humility. He doesn't want to look at HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Zachal klaster panim. He received his luminescent face when he comes down from Har Sinai. Bischar kiarei, because of the reward of he was afraid of Hashem at this moment. Zachar levayiru migesher elav. Am Yisrael were afraid to come close to Moshe. Bischar mehabit, because Moshe did not look directly at Hashem. Zachar leutmunat Hashem yabit. He received that he was able to see God in a clearer vision than other nevi'im. So we see because of Moshe's modesty and humility of not coming too close, he was raised to a higher status. Yafe, next pasuk, v'hasiroti et kapai, v'ra'iti et achorai. Hashem says, I won't show you my face, I will show you my backside. What is that? Amar Rav Chaza, Chana bar Bizna, Amar Rabbi Shimon, Chasida melamed shehara HaKadosh Baruch Hu leMoshe kesher shel tefillin. Hashem shows to Moshe the kesher shel tefillin, which is in the back, which is a dalet for most people. Amar Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Yossi, Kol Dibur Divur Sheyatzeh MiBe'Kadosh Baruch Hu Zavam. Afilu Atznai Lo Chazar Bo. Anything that Hashem says or promised that was good, even if it's conditioned, he won't retract from that. He won't renege on this. And he gives an example. Minalan. Moshe Rabbeinu, we have the story from Moshe Rabbeinu. Because Hashem says to Moshe, Heref me'ane v'ashmideim. Hashem says, go away from me. I'm going to destroy all of Am Yisrael because of Chet Ha'ega. And instead, I will make you, Moshe, into a great nation. Even the Moshe prayed to Hashem and says, no, don't kill Am Yisrael, don't destroy them. I don't want to, I prefer instead that you erase me from your book. Nonetheless, Hashem established this promise with Moshe's children, Zarei. Shinamar says, "Bnei Moshe Gershom ve'Eliezer v'ayu v'nei Eliezer Rechavia Harosh." Moshe's two children, Gershom ve'Eliezer, and we're told that Rechavia became Harosh, the top one. U'v'nei Rechavia Rabu Lemala. In B'nei Rechavia Rabu, okay, Lemala. Tani Rav Yosef Lemala Mishishim Ribo. Okay, Atia Rabbe Kativ Hacha Rabu Lemala Uchtiv Hatam U'v'nei Sofru Vayishrutu Vayerbu. So we have this word play here. Rabu comes from Ribo, which is Shishim Elef, and we see that Moshe's children had many, many children. And so even though Hashem promised, even though Hashem promised he would make Moshe into a great nation, even though this was undone, he didn't destroy the Jewish people to make Moshe into a great nation, nonetheless, they had many, many children. Okay, with this we conclude. This is Zayin Amud Aleph, wishing everybody an amazing